Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So, this is the only way and the best way of not being confused. Set a date, and regardless, the money came a year ago, 6 months ago, yesterday, you give 2.5%. And this is found in the sunnah, that is giving the zakat in advance. This is found, and we will get to read this inshallah after a while. So this is regarding the debts you have. Likewise, people say and claim, I borrowed 20,000 euros from a friend. So when my date for zakat comes, I have 5,000 euros. So can I deduct this from that? And the answer is no. Your loan is a separate issue of the money you have in your possession. If I have 40,000 euros in my bank account, and I borrowed 20,000, but these 40,000 a whole year passed, should I give zakat for the 40 or for 20? You should give the zakat for 40. Because if you want to save yourself from the zakat money, give the 20,000 back to the owner before the zakat is due. But keeping the money in your possession and not wanting to pay zakat, no. The Prophet ﷺ, when he sent his rulers to collect the zakat, they did not go and ask the people, this is all yours or did you borrow some? They used to get the zakat from whatever they found. Regardless if the man says, this is not mine, I borrowed it or not. As long as it's in his possession, they give zakat out of it. The Prophet goes on, alayhi salatu wasalam, to say that there is no zakat due in less than 5 camels. So now we know that there is a certain number of camels that you give zakat for. And there is a certain number of cows that you give zakat for. And there is a certain number of sheep that you give zakat for. So if I have 39 sheep, there is no zakat. If I have 40 sheep, there is zakat. One sheep. If I have 5 camels, there is one sheep. If I have 4 camels, nothing. And likewise. So these numbers, they are not of that importance to us because we do not have livestock. But those who do, it's very crucial for them to know what are the numbers needed to know. So for cows, are they 20 or 30? And when they have to give a sheep or they have to give a cow of certain age, in the case of camels, 5, you give 1 sheep, but then the multiplication of that, you give a certain age of camels. So everything has its zakat and rules that governs it. To me, I don't know them. I never keep them by heart. Simple, because nobody asks me about them. So I memorize them and I keep them by heart 3-4 weeks. Nobody asks me. I forget them. Because you don't need it. It's not always there. Unlike other questions where you're always asked about it, you know it. So to us, we don't have livestock, so we pass this inshallah. But you need to determine what is the zakat in your livestock. This is very easily calculated. And then the Prophet says that there is no zakat due on less than 5 wasqs and or awsuq. And the wasq is a big thing that you put what you would like to measure in. So as in the case of liters, a liter is a means of measurement by size or weight. By size, a kilogram is by weight. So the wasaq is a means of measurement by size. And scholars say that a wasaq is equivalent to 60 sa'. Do you remember sa'? We took this as a measurement when we were talking about ghusl. And the sa' is composed of how many mud? 4. It is composed of 4 mud. And what is the mud? It's 1 hand or 2 handsful. It's 1 handsful. So whatever you can collect in both of your hands, this is called mud. 4 of them is considered to be a sa', and 1 sa' is necessary for zakat al-fitr. right? So this is four times. Now, al-wasaq, which is measurement by size for the crops, is equivalent to 60 sa'. So 5 by 60 is 300 sa'. So if you have your crops more than 600 sa', this is zakatable. And if it's below that, it is not zakatable. And the sa' is equivalent in weight to 2 kilograms and 40 grams. So drop the grams, it's about 2 kilos plus. So if I have my crops that approximately weighs 610 or 620 kilograms, then I have to pay zakat. Less than that, I don't have to pay zakat. Okay, is zakat due in fruits? No, we've said it that. What about vegetables? Again, no. It is due in things that can be stored and can be measured by the sa'. And that is why scholars differentiate between or by the method of watering. So they say, if the crops are in a farm and my farm has a stream going in, so it is watered by the stream or continuously watered by the rain or from a spring or from a river, meaning I'm not putting any effort to water it. The water is always there, then I have to pay 1/10 of it for zakat. The percentage wise, 10%. How much is the percentage when it came to gold, silver, and money? 2.5. So they call it, this is 1/4 of a 1/10. And if the crops are being watered without any effort from my side, it is 1/10 or 10% is zakatable whenever the crops is being harvested. What about if I have to dig a well and then put motors and methods of pulling the water from underground to water these crops? They say in this case, the zakat is 1/2 of the 1/10, which is 5%. So whenever there is an effort from my side, and not the effort is by digging canals, no, the effort by drawing or pulling the water from underneath the earth by motors and so on, or by camels or by animals drawing the water up, this means that I pay only 5% of the zakat. Going back to the livestock, any livestock that I have to pay zakat? No. If the livestock is eating most of the year from the open grounds, there is zakat. But if I am feeding, I'm buying the grass and I'm buying the hay to feed them, then there is no zakat at all. The zakat is when the livestock is eating from the ground, meaning I have nothing to spend on it. It goes and eats from the grass, it goes eats from the farms, no problem in that. I have to give the zakat. But if I am feeding, I have livestock of 1,000 sheep, and I buy trucks of grass every day and I feed them, at the end of the year, there is no zakat unless they are used for selling. So approximately, this is what needs to be discussed about this issue. We have to discuss it furthermore next time we meet. Do you have any questions?
So you just mentioned a point about the animals. If they are eating from outside, then there is no zakat. There is zakat on them. And if you are feeding them, then there is no zakat. What about, for example, in a country which says the rainy season, when for some time of the year, they're eating from outside when the grass is growing, and then when there's, you know, the dry season, you're feeding them. So in that case, what happens?
Well, scholars say that it depends on what prevails. So if it is most of the year eating from my own crops and some part of the year they eat outside, there is no zakat. But if the majority of the year they eat outside in some 3-4 months, I feed them myself, then there is the zakat.
Assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
You told about gold, that for 85 grams of gold, there is 2.5% zakat. Suppose, for example, if I have 50 grams of gold and somewhere around 400 grams of silver and some cash, but the total amount is equivalent to what is more than 85 grams of gold, will I have to pay zakat?
It's an issue of dispute among scholars whether it is permissible to join different types together. So some say that as long as the money, the silver and the gold is owned by the same person, so it should be considered to be one type. Some say no, the gold is different than the silver, and likewise the cash is different than them all. To me, I cannot decide at the moment. I cannot tell you, because it appears to me that as long as the owner is one, then he is considered to be having one type of money.
Sheikh, you said that if the crops are irrigated from natural waters or you are not doing it, it is 1/10. And if you are using your efforts, then it is 1/5. And you told that is 5%.
Not 1/5. It is 0.5, which is 5%, which is less. Gold and silver, the zakat is 0.25, which is 2.5. If the crops are being watered by me, by my engines and by my efforts, it is 0.5, which is 5%. If it's irrigated naturally by rivers or streams or springs without any effort from my side, it is 1/10, which is 10%. I'm afraid that this is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.